Welcome back to Style Scoops, where we bring you stories from visionaries redefining how we live, work, and lead. Today's guest is no stranger to bold thinking. We're joined by Dr. Ritendu Wendingwe, business strategist, seasoned keynote speaker, and proudly an African realist. You describe yourself as an African realist. Can you explain what this means in practical terms and how it shapes your approach to business in Africa?
The reason I intentionally position myself as an African realist is first and foremost, very optimistic with Africa with regards to the opportunities it provides, primarily through its people, the individuals. I mean, we're the most, if not one of the top two most populous continents in the world. So we've got one of the biggest assets in the world, which is human capital. And by 2050, I think half of the world's population will be in Africa. So that's first and foremost. But secondly, also, I mean, historically, we've got commodities and a lot of endowments that contribute significantly to global GDP growth and meeting the requirements in terms of driving the global economy. So that's where the optimism comes from. But having said that, I'm also realistic with regard, not pessimistic, but realistic with regards to the challenges we have in terms of historically through the colonial rule, and we've got issues of apartheid and other challenges the continent has gone through. And even current day, the challenges of corruption that we've got on the continent, the lack of infrastructure, the health issues, you can highlight Ebola, the civil war conflicts or the coup d'etats that have happened in the Sahel region. So to summarize it, I think in summary, Africa Realist is saying, guys, the opportunity is definitely there in Africa. I'm optimistic, but I realize that you have to navigate through the realities of the challenges. And in that, there is still hope and great optimism in terms of where Africa can go.
Having worked across 20 African countries, what are some of the biggest misconceptions global businesses have about operating on the continent?
So one of the key things I always highlight is that the danger, and I'm talking again from my experience, having done business in Africa and have worked in different countries and experienced different cultures and continue to learn, is that the danger is when you try and homogenize Africa. And by that, I mean that we're 54 official countries, with 54 different people groups, with 54 different heads of government. So the danger is when you try and homogenize Africa. And I counter that by saying, when you embrace Africa and you heterogenize it, in other words, you embrace the diversity, you embrace the complexity, that in itself is a big stepping stone in terms of you conquering Africa in one aspect or the other. And this does not mean that there's one solution for all, and some solutions cannot be continentally applied, but appreciating and embracing the complexity, the diversity, that in itself positions you to be more strategically relevant in providing solutions or capitalizing opportunity on the continent.
You emphasize that doing business in Africa is about more than just statistics. It's about people and terrain. Can you share an example where understanding these elements made a crucial difference?
So I'll just talk from my own experience. I mean, if you look at when I went and opened up, I was part of a multinational organization that was focused in terms of expanding its business in Africa. And it was a UK-listed company. Our strategy had been successful in other emerging markets or advanced markets like the USA, Asia, the Middle East. And I was tasked as part of the executive with regards to aggressively growing the rest of Africa or the African region and outside South Africa. And one of the countries we earmarked was Nigeria. And we did our background. As you know, Nigeria at the time was one of the top two biggest GDPs on the African continent. And the SME space was one of the biggest growing areas, not only for Nigeria, but in the African space. And we had a solution. We believed when you look statistically, the economic trends, we had everything that was required to address this. So we'd done our homework economically. We've done our research from a political perspective, and all our indicators show that we should be successful based on using the same formulas we've done in other parts of the world.
Your keynotes are known for their engaging storytelling and even red boxing gloves. How do you use this dynamic approach to inspire business leaders?
I think it's a tried and tested model that storytelling always allows people to remember. And the framework itself, I inherited from, not inherited, but I guess I derived it from the famous fight Muhammad Ali and George Foreman, where you had two spectacular world-class boxers meeting on African soil in the DRC, which was Zaire at the time. So the storytelling was using that story in terms of how the underdog, who was Muhammad Ali, was able to draw inspiration from the cultural dynamics and diversity of Africa to get support to meet, to beat George Foreman, who was the world boxing champion. And that storyline, I think, talks a lot in terms of foreign companies or companies that are moving from one part of Africa to the other, trying to put a strategy together in terms of navigating the African landmark. And why this is important, it aligns with the previous context in terms of the reason Muhammad Ali, one of the key drivers why Muhammad Ali won, besides being innovative and thinking out of the box, was he understood the dynamics of the ground, on the ground, with the cultural aspects, and he won the hearts of the people, and that made him successful. It applies in the same way with regards to that drive from that boxing match, that when you want to be successful on the African continent, understand what's on the ground, know your capability and your resources, but the partnerships, the relationships with the dynamics of the people and the cultures, the dynamics of the ground are a big differentiator to allow you to be competitive and to be successful. And it's tried and tested when you look at different multinationals, different corporates, and even governments that have embraced this.
Looking at Africa's business landscape today, what key trends or opportunities excite you the most for the future?
I think for me, the one that really sticks out is the impact of technology. And why I say that, and I'm not saying this because I know there's that old saying that technology allows us to leapfrog across our problems in Africa. But I think ever more, technology is a key impact. And I'll share some key stats to support this with two sectors, health and the educational space. So from a technology perspective, Africa's internet penetration is in the next 4 or 5 years is going to be plus or minus about 80%, which when you compare it to the global average is around the 17% mark. So in other words, technology as a driver of enablement is absolutely going to be key playing in the Africa space. Now, why this is important? If you look, for example, in the health sector, the global ratio recommended United Nations health ratio of doctor to patients is 1:1,000. In other words, there should be one doctor for at least 1,000 patients, just from a population perspective. Africa is on 1:10,000. So there's a huge deficit. So in other words, for Africa to fill that gap in the coming years, and I think they need about 4.5 million doctors in the next 5 to 10 years, is absolutely impossible by creating physical doctors. So in other words, we need to say, let's produce the best of doctors, but let's complement that with technology so we can agree to that deficit. So that's one example where technology can play a key element with regards to resolving a deficit.
And that's a wrap on this powerful episode of Style Scoops with Dr. Rutendu Wendingwe. From boosting myths about Africa's potential to highlighting the heartbeat behind the numbers, Dr. Rutendu reminded us that success on the continent isn't about shortcuts. It's about context, courage, and connection.